Dictation for Carol, K-A-R-E-L, Whitfield, W-H-I-T-F-I-E-L-D, October 1651, addresses a letter to Mary, M-A-R-Y, Stunner, S-T-U-N-E-R, nurse practitioner. Dear Mary, a consultation for Carol, abnormal kidney function. As you are aware, she has monoclonal gammopathy, IgA, kappa, is IgA lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A, around 2 grams per cent, with negative bone marrow biopsy for multiple myeloma. She also has migraines, osteoarthritis, question rheumatoid arthritis, is on Plaquenil. She presently lives alone. Mother passed away last part of 2021. She was taking care of mother. Question weight loss, but she cannot tell me how many pounds. Test to be eating okay without vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux, abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, some degree of incontinent of urgency and stress, no changes in value, no edema, claudication symptoms, denies neuropathy, denies discolor of the toes, some problems of balance but no falling episode, no falling. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Denies changes on eyesight. No recent chest pain palpitation. No syncope. No dyspnea. No purulent material hemoptysis. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Hyperlipidemia. Diabetes. She's not aware of retinopathy. And apparently she goes every 6 months to eye doctor, no gross neuropathy or foot ulcers, does have hyperlipidemia on treatment, the IgA lambda monoclonal gammopathy with negative bone marrow for multiple myeloma, osteoarthritis and question rheumatoid arthritis for what patient takes Plaquenil, migraines for what she takes Topamax, denies coronary artery disease or heart problems, denies TIS stroke, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no kidney stones, no liver disease, no anemia, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no blood transfusion. She mentioned prior problems of hypothyroidism, but presently takes no replacement. Next paragraph, surgeries, gallbladder, tonsils, adenoids, bilateral length implant, bone marrow biopsy, never had a colonoscopy. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, side effects, medications, Azithromax, vomiting, amoxicillin rash, adhesive tape. Next paragraph, medications at home include aspirin, Lipitor, B12, Plaquenil, Topamax, vitamin D, B-complex, insulin 70/30, Victoza. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Two sisters are healthy. She is a twin with another sister. Mother did have kidney problems but no dialysis. Grandmother cirrhosis. Next paragraph on physical exam. She's very short, 58 and a half inches tall, weight 176, blood pressure 116 over 60 on the right, 120 over 60 on the left, has droopy eyes, decreased hearing but normal speech, no facial asymmetry. There is abnormalities of the heart palate with soft tissue growth, poor teeth condition, tonsillar midline, no palpable thyroid, no carotid bruise JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, no tenderness masses, no gross edema. She has very small size, proportional. There is some degree of increased vagus, vias invictor, AGUS of the elbow articulation bilateral. I don't see any gross skin or nail abnormalities. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from August 28. There is a normal white blood cell platelets. There is anemia 11.2 with an MCV of 99. Presently, creatinine 1.33, representing a GFR of 43, stage 3, a normal sodium potassium. Metabolic acidosis 21 with elevated chloride, low albumin with normal protein, minor increase of AST, ALT, other liver function tests not elevated, a minor elevation of the gamma fraction, normal IgA, IgG, and IgM. Labels that have an elevation of the actually free light change kappa, K-A-P-P-A, although other reports says that it was a lambda issue. I think kappa is the real one. It was 25.3 for a normal of 1.94, and that makes our ratio very elevated at 17.6 with normal levels of the lambda. The official report is monoclonal gammopathy IgG kappa, K-A-P-P-A. Creatinine over time has fluctuated between 1.2 and 1.4. A1C at 5.6. Another immunofixation, also IgG kappa. This appears to be the true report. Antinuclear antibodies not elevated, ANCA negative. Normal complements, TSH, elevated rheumatoid factor 15, HLA-B27 negative, ACE levels normal, vitamin D levels normal, anti-CCP normal, high sedimentation rate, positive antinuclear antibody, a titer of 1 out of 640, Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. We are going to monitor chemistries in a monthly basis. We need to update urine to see if there is activity for protein creatinine ratio. a kidney ultrasound, including possible bladder, will be done. This is likely a combination of diabetes, hypertension, her monoclonal protein without evidence of multiple myeloma, per reports of your office records. I do not have the actual report of the bone marrow. We will try to obtain. Next number, IgG kappa monoclonal gammopathy with negative bone marrow. In the renal field, there is something called monoclonal gammopathy of renal significance. We will monitor as potentially this can be an issue, and that will merit treatment. Next number, diabetes well controlled. Next number, blood pressure well controlled. Next number, primary amenorrhea. Next number, there is a number of physical findings, including relative developmental disability, the short stature, the valgus angle deformity, both elbows, the primary amenorrhea, resemble question Turner, T-U-R-E-N-E-R, or potentially Noonan, N-O-O-N-A syndrome or similar. Does not require any further interventions as clinically appears to be stable without any active cardiovascular or cerebrovascular abnormalities. Next number, metabolic acidosis likely induced by renal failure as well as the exposure to Topamax. We will follow with you. End of dictation.